I used to brag about how we fought. That's the embarrassing part. I told friends our arguments were healthy, that we process things instead of yelling. I said she challenged me, made me more self-aware. I said I'd never felt so understood. Every fight ended with clarity. Every apology landed like intimacy. What it actually meant was rehearsal. She never lost control, not once. Even when I was shaking, even when my voice cracked and I said things I shouldn't have said, she stayed calm, curious, almost like I was explaining a concept she was already fluent in. She'd ask questions that felt supportive, gentle little nudges that made me talk longer than I meant to. I'd leave those conversations raw and relieved, convinced we'd crossed into something deeper. I didn't realize she was cataloging reactions, testing thresholds, checking what I'd tolerate if it came wrapped in care. I mistook being analyzed for being known. The night I finally understood, she wasn't angry. She wasn't cruel. She was honest in the way someone gets when they no longer need you to believe anything. And that's when it hit me. I hadn't been in a relationship. I'd been in a study. When we met, she made a point of saying she hated games, said she was too old for manipulation. I remember laughing at that, relieved. I'd just come out of something messy, and the word drama made my skin crawl. She positioned herself as the antidote, direct, emotionally literate, grounded. She spoke in language that sounded like therapy, but felt like flirting. Our first real argument happened maybe 3 weeks in. It was small. I was late. She waited until we were seated, ordered, calm. Then she said softly, "Can I tell you something without you getting defensive?" That question should have been a warning. Instead, it made me lean in. I promised her openness, like it was a vow. She didn't accuse, she described, how my lateness made her feel unsure, how she didn't want to be that girl, but patterns mattered. She framed it as concern, not complaint. I apologized before she finished. I felt seen for apologizing quickly, like I'd passed a test I didn't know I was taking. After that, disagreements became rituals. She'd initiate them with care, always after something good. A great date, great sex, laughter still hanging in the air. Then, one thing, something I said, a tone, a hesitation. She'd never raise her voice. She'd never insult me. She'd say, "Help me understand what was happening for you there." So I'd explain. I'd dig. I'd confess doubts I hadn't planned to say out loud. And she'd listen with this intense, almost affectionate focus. Sometimes she'd touch my arm while I talked, grounding me while I unraveled. By the end, I felt closer to her and vaguely ashamed of myself. I started pre-correcting my behavior, anticipating her questions, policing my reactions. It felt like growth, like I was becoming a better man because of her. She praised that too, said she loved how accountable I was. What I didn't notice was that she never adjusted, never conceded, never said I was wrong. Every argument ended with my insight, my responsibility, my promise to do better. And every reconciliation felt intimate, almost sacred. We'd lie there afterward, her tracing patterns on my chest, telling me how safe she felt with me. I confused safety with surrender. Once she had me calibrated, she went deeper. She started sharing stories, carefully chosen ones. Past relationships where she'd been misunderstood, emotionally neglected, subtly betrayed. She never named villains outright. She let me fill in the blanks, let my sympathy do the work. I wanted to be different. I wanted to be proof that she'd finally found someone capable of real intimacy. That's when the boundary testing began. She'd withdraw affection after minor conflicts. Not fully, just enough. A delayed text. A coolness in her voice. If I asked what was wrong, she'd say, "Nothing, I just need space to process." The implication was clear. If I pushed, I was unsafe. If I waited, I was mature. I waited. I always waited. When she came back, she'd reward me with closeness, praise my patience, tell me how much she appreciated not being pressured. I learned the rhythm fast. Discomfort followed by relief. Anxiety followed by validation. It fucked with my head in a way I didn't have language for yet. Sex changed too. Not less, just strategic. Intimacy became a tool for repair. She'd initiate after tension, using closeness to reset the dynamic. Sometimes she'd say things during sex that felt oddly instructional, like she was gauging my reactions. Watching, adjusting. I mistook that intensity for desire. The first time I tried to set a boundary, really tried, she handled it beautifully. No anger, no pushback, just disappointment, framed as sadness. She said she understood, but her eyes told a different story. Hurt, distance. I spent the next week trying to earn back whatever I'd lost. That's when it started to dawn on me, faintly, that love wasn't supposed to feel like a performance review. The realization didn't stop me. It made me try harder. I started second-guessing my instincts. If something felt off, I assumed it was my attachment issues. She encouraged that interpretation, suggested articles, used phrases like trauma response. She never told me what to think. She didn't have to. She just set the frame and let me step into it. By the time I noticed how quiet I'd become, how much of myself I'd edited out, I was already convinced the silence was growth. The exposure wasn't dramatic. No screaming. No slam doors. It happened on a night she forgot to pretend. We were arguing, calmly, as always, about something trivial. I don't even remember what. At some point I said, "It feels like every disagreement is about me failing some standard you won't name." She paused. And for the first time, she didn't soften. She looked at me, not cruelly, just honestly, and said, "I mean, of course I have standards. I needed to know what you'd do under pressure." That word, needed. I asked her what she meant. She sighed, like I was slow. Told me she'd learned over time how to assess people. How to see who was emotionally safe, who could handle intimacy without becoming volatile or needy. She said our conflicts had been informative, that she'd designed them to see how I'd respond. I felt sick. I asked her if she'd ever actually been vulnerable with me, or if that was part of the process too. She didn't answer right away. When she did, she said, "You're taking this too personally." That's when it broke, not loudly, internally. Something collapsed. I saw the pattern all at once. The way I'd been guided, corrected, shaped. The way my pain had been useful to her. Data. I told her she'd manipulated me. She didn't deny it. She reframed it. Said manipulation was an ugly word for emotional intelligence. Said she hadn't hurt me. She'd revealed me. She even thanked me, said I'd been a fascinating case. That was the moment I stopped explaining myself. I left that night, blocked her, told a few people what happened, said the words out loud until they sounded real. The aftermath wasn't clean. I doubted myself for months. Wondered if I was overreacting. If maybe I'd failed hookup culture's unspoken exam. But here's what stuck. Love doesn't require testing. Intimacy doesn't demand calibration. And anyone who needs to study you before caring about you was never safe to begin with. I understand why she did it. And that understanding still scares the hell out of me.